The Great Wall of China, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is a symbol of the Chinese nation. Like many other World Heritage Sites, some sections of it faces the threat of disappearing due to man-made damage or natural erosion. Various efforts have been made on the part of individual Chinese and the government to preserve it since it was listed as a UNESCO site in 1987.
The Great Wall not only belongs to China, but also the world. It not only belongs to the current generation, but also to our posterity.
For Dong Yaohui, who became the first man to walk the entire length of the Great Wall in 1985, studying and preserving the World Heritage Site has become a lifelong endeavor.
I'm now in my 60s. I will accompany and help young people grow in the years ahead. The Great Wall is great, but each of its bricks and stones is ordinary. Each of us is like a single brick or stone. We are ordinary, but we can join forces to protect the Great Wall, and what we will achieve together will be great.
In the second episode of our story about Dong Yaohui, we focus on how he and other people in China have been preserving this symbol of the Chinese nation. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
In the minds of many from home and abroad, the Great Wall of China is as grand and solid as the Badaling section of Beijing, which has been carefully renovated and maintained ever since the 1950s. The reality is that the majority of the Great Wall, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is in a derelict condition or just ruins. Ever since it was inscribed onto the UNESCO World Heritage List in 1987, preservation of the Great Wall has been a monumental task for the Chinese nation. To rise to the challenge, private citizens and the government here in China have been doing all they can to conserve this ancient man-made architectural wonder. Dong Yaohui, who became the first man to walk the entire length of the Great Wall in 1985, was also one of the first in China to realize the cultural importance of the Great Wall and call for efforts to preserve it. When Dong walked more than 6,000 kilometers along the Great Wall, he found just over 500 kilometers was well preserved. This meant less than 10% of the Great Wall was in ruins or a dilapidated condition. In his book, Facts About the Ming Dynasty Great Wall, Dong observed that it was mainly human activities that had caused damage to the sprawling structure. In some villages near the Great Wall, he saw that many residential houses were built with bricks removed from this ancient project. Dong understood that it would be unfair to only blame the villagers who were leading poor, simple, and harsh lives. In the early 1980s, the Great Wall was yet to be designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it carried no historical value to nearby villagers. So to many, it was only an old wall. During their epic expedition in 1985, Dong and his friends had already stopped many damaging activities by local villagers. Dong once compared the Great Wall with an elderly father. It was getting old with the relentless passage of time and other damaging activities. He felt pain whenever he saw a damaged Great Wall section, and this compelled him to do what he could do to preserve it. In 1987, he helped to establish the Great Wall of China Society, a quasi-official organization focusing on the preservation and study of this ancient man-made project. As vice president of the society, Dong has been traveling from one section of the Great Wall to the next over the past several decades to check on its condition and oversee preservation efforts undertaken by local governments and residents. With an honest and frank personality, Dong always says what's really on his mind. His deep passion for preserving the Great Wall has resulted in him offending others when he saw lackluster, inadequate, or substandard preservation work. On one construction site under the jurisdiction of Hebei Province in northern China, builders were renovating a section of the Great Wall which amounted to 2,500 meters. When Dong arrived at the site, he was appalled by what he saw and harshly criticized the builders.
The water channel flowing around this section of the Great Wall had formed naturally over the past 100 years as it gradually fell into ruin. Now you have blocked the channel as part of the renovating measures. As a result, rainwater may concentrate and create a pool on the renovated foundation of the water tower, and then cause further damage to the remaining Great Wall. In this way, the money we have spent on renovations will be wasted.
It often happened that some well-meant but poorly informed local officials took it upon themselves to restore the parts of the Great Wall without staying true to the original character of the structure. Dong swiftly reported the problems he discovered on the ground to the Hebei Provincial Bureau of Cultural Heritage, which then decided to suspend all renovation projects for the Great Wall sections falling under his watch. With decades of work in studying and preserving the Great Wall, Dong has become an authority and encyclopedia on questions concerning the structure. Whenever he spots problematic preservation work at the hands of local officials, Dong will brief them with the necessary knowledge about how to avoid ill-advised renovations, which may further damage or deface the Great Wall. He says a principle of minimum interference should be adopted during the process of preservation and renovation. One good example of a renovation project took place at the Jianko section of the Great Wall, situated in the Huairou district of Beijing in 2017.
This section is so steep that vehicles can't move here, so we have to rely on mules or even ourselves to carry building materials upward. The cost of carrying bricks and other materials comprised a large part of the total cost of restoring and preserving the Great Wall. But by adopting the principle of minimum interference, we can reduce the amount of bricks and other building materials to the minimum. As a result, the minimum use of such materials further reduces the total cost of restoring a section of the Great Wall.
Dong notices that at some sections of the Great Wall, bushes and small trees are growing on its foundation. But he says the bushes will protect rather than damage the structure.
There is a very thin layer of soil on the Great Wall foundations. No large amount of water is stored in the soil. Bushes and small trees grow on the soil very slowly. We have performed experiments to see how deep the roots of these bushes can grow. It turned out that the roots could not penetrate the foundations of the Great Wall. They just grow horizontally.
In September 2014, Dong began to oversee an exclusive fund for the preservation of the Great Wall under the umbrella of the China Foundation for Cultural Heritage Conservation. Overseeing the fund, he wants to make efficient and proper use of each and every penny from the donors. In 2017, Dong revisited many of the sections of the Great Wall he had explored during his walking expedition back in 1985. At Gubeikou Town in the northern suburb of Beijing, Dong climbed to the Panlong Mountain section. Pointing to a section of the Great Wall, Dong spotted a very tiny chink between two parts of the wall from two directions. Why is there such a tiny gap in the bricks? Dong gives us an explanation.
When the Great Wall was being built, builders laid the bricks from two directions. The tiny chink was where the bricks were joined, and there were two stone stews inserted in the two parts of the wall. The stews explained how these two parts were built.
Walking on a part of the same section of the Great Wall that is in disrepair, Dong assesses what can be done to preserve it.
All the bricks of this part have been worn out and have become thin. Originally, there were many pillars in this watchtower, but now some of the pillars have collapsed, so some parts of the second floor of the watchtower hang in the air. If we do nothing to prop them up, the whole lot may collapse in the future. We have to repair the damaged parts quickly and properly.
For those parts on the brink of collapse, Dong has already come up with a way to renovate them, using steel bars to brace the damaged sections. Dong explains that there are two rows of windows in the watchtower wall. He says this section of the Great Wall was built under the direction of Qi Jiguan, a famous general of the Ming Dynasty who lived in the 16th century. Dong points out that this design is rare and very valuable in terms of architecture.
练兵实际 and 技巧心术 written by Qi Jiguan detailed the design of the watchtower. The number of these watchtowers that remain standing today is very small. This watchtower in Gubei Kou is an embodiment of the design we see in the books. It's fortunate for us to see two sides of this watchtower still standing.
Lianbin Shiji and Ji Xiao Xinshu are two books about military training and other matters of defense written by General Qi Jiguan. The general had been commissioned by the royal court to build many parts of the Ming Dynasty Great Wall. Dong admits that the preservation of the watchtower is a great challenge as only two sides of the tower stands. After careful review and research, a solution was finally worked out by the architects hired by the Beijing Municipal Administration of Cultural Heritage.
First, steel bars have been used to encircle parts of the wall which lean outward. Second, props have been erected to support the wall from inside the original hole of the damaged watchtower. Through these methods, the remnants of the watchtower can be preserved. These methods are very typical in the preservation of the Great Wall. The Great Wall not only belongs to China, but also the world. It not only belongs to the current generation, but also to our posterity. I'm now in my 60s. I will accompany and help young people grow in the years ahead. The Great Wall is great, but each of its bricks and stones is ordinary. Each of us is like a single brick or stone. We are ordinary, but we can join forces to protect the Great Wall, and what we will achieve together will be great.
Dong says the Great Wall has its own life and message to deliver to the world and future generations.
When you put your hand on a brick of the Great Wall, you are communicating with history and your ancestors. Over the centuries, generation after generation of soldiers had guarded on the Great Wall. Although the bricks of the wall may feel cold, each of them has its own life.
In November 2016, Dong helped to establish the Great Wall Research Institute affiliated with the Hebei Geology University. The institute aims to preserve the Great Wall through multidisciplinary research. Being head of the institute, Dong devotes much of his time to cultivating the next generation of Great Wall experts and protectors. In 2017, Chronicles of the Great Wall of China, a 12-volume encyclopedia, was published after 10 years writing and editing. Dong was one of its chief editors.
Writing and editing the Chronicles of the Great Wall of China was like stepping back in time. It was a long process of communicating with a history lasting more than 2,000 years.
The book is of great help for the study and preservation of the Great Wall. In January 2019, the Chinese government issued a comprehensive conservation plan to establish a long-term mechanism for the conservation and utilization of the Great Wall. The plan was jointly publicized by the Ministry of Culture and Tourism and the State Administration of Cultural Heritage.
Our priority is to preserve the 10% of the whole length of the Great Wall, which still has some parts standing. Our task is not to restore sections of the Great Wall that have already disappeared.
In July 2021, the World Heritage Committee of UNESCO praised China's continued efforts in conserving the Great Wall. The committee said it takes note and satisfaction of the measures taken by China to mitigate the threats to the UNESCO-listed World Heritage Site. The committee acknowledged China's protection efforts, such as on-site conservation activities, capacity building for conservation professionals, a consolidation of the legal basis for the conservation of the Great Wall, public outreach activities, and the active use of new technology for protection. It also noted that China has continued to implement its master plan of conserving the Great Wall and launched a National Great Wall Culture Park. With that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. From our program producer, Yinshou Qi, this is Tony Reed. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye for now.